Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's December 28th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Just a few more days left in December, and we want to make them count, which is why we're sticking with Bonhoeffer. And our reading today is, "With God there is joy.
Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads." From Isaiah chapter 35, verse 10. Since ancient times in the Christian church, acadia, sadness of heart, resignation, has been considered a mortal sin. Serve the Lord with gladness, says Psalm 100, verse 2, which urges us in the scripture. For this our life has been given to us, and for this it has been sustained for us to this present hour. The joy that no one can take from us belongs not only to those who have been called home, but also to us who are still living. In this joy we are one with them, but never in sadness. How are we supposed to be able to help those who are without joy and courage if we ourselves are not born by courage and joy? What is meant here is not something made or forced, but something given and free. With God there is joy, and from Him it comes down and seizes spirit, soul, and body. And where this joy has seized a person, it reaches out around itself. It pulls others along. It bursts through closed doors. There's a kind of joy that knows nothing at all of the pain, distress, and anxiety of the heart, but it cannot last. It can only numb for a time. The joy of God has gone through the poverty of the manger and the distress of the cross. Therefore, it is invincible and irrefutable.
You know, have you considered that point recently? Sadness of heart or resignation is a sin? You know, this holiday, while supposing to be a time of joy, for many is anything other than joyful. Sadness is unavoidable, but we as Christians must be aware that we don't let grief or joylessness grip us. There is a point where grief or sadness can turn toward sin. We're told to rejoice in the Lord, for rejoicing is God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And if you remember your catechism, question number one is, what is the chief end of man? And the answer, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Hard times come, but we are called to be joyful and to enjoy God. Jesus in John 15, verse 9 through 11 says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." So abide in Christ's love, that your joy may be full.
Yeah, we can't say that sadness is a sin because we know that Jesus wept. Everyone knows that scripture. Whether He wept that Lazarus had died or for the lack of faith that in others, that they didn't have faith in Him is how, what they argue. But He still wept. Jesus cannot sin, so we can't take it to mean that sorrow is sin. It is God's will for us to rejoice continually because we always have Him to praise and thank. No matter what is going on around us, we can rejoice. But we can actually have sorrow in our hearts and be rejoicing at the same time. When a loved one dies, for instance, and we know they're with the Lord, we have sorrow, but we have joy in knowing we will see them again. When others are going through hard times, we can remind them of Christ's sufferings and how we can know him in his sufferings. Jesus relied on God for help in human form, and we also do the same, and we know we are not alone in our sufferings.
Nope, he experienced them himself. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 28, verse 20. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished.
Now, I'm praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.